and a very good Friday morning to you fine folks. Adam Lepp here at The Talking Place with a program that sometimes we like to call Now Without Scott Spears. Scott is off today, and it is my pleasure to be sitting here in the official announcer, DJ, talk show hostess chair, spending time with you on this rather sunny and almost spring-like Friday morning in Marion and environs. A little chilly now, but it's going to get into the 40s with the sun, the increasing amount of daylight, and the fact that the calendar does say 3/4/22. Got a good ring to it. It's going to warm up a bit and be rather spring-like as the day moves on. So my pleasure here to sit in the chair for Mr. Scott E. Spears, where E stands for Extremely Outstanding Broadcasting and Lots of Great Celebrity Interviews. Now, here on this program, you folks are the celebrity. That's right, you can call and you can talk about the topic or topics of your choice. It can be something delightfully controversial, like, of course, the masks and other COVID-19 related issues. We can talk about the baseball season. Will there be a baseball season or will there not be a baseball season? Well, that is the question, as they say. What do you think about the Bengals? Almost winning the Super Bowl, a very good performance, but they did come short. Of course, with it now being March, school will be letting out before you know it. Any plans for spring break, for summer vacation? It's going to feel like summer tomorrow, looking at a high in the low 70s, so a little bit of the spring fever is definitely setting in. Marion history is always a good topic, so whatever you feel like talking about, I would love to have you delightfully invade this program and discuss topics that certainly would be of interest. Another way to listen to this program and also watch the program is I'm doing a live video on Facebook. Yupper. If you're a Facebook friend of mine, and you know I'm a pretty friendly guy, look up Adam Lepp in Ohio, or Adam the Computer Guy. You'll see where it says Adam Lepp is live now, and you can watch me do this program right before your very eyes. Cool beans, as they say. If you're within 10-15 miles of downtown Marion, you can listen, of course, the old-fashioned way, which is one of my favorite ways to partake in this program. 107.1 megahertz frequency modulation. That is 107.1 on your FM dial is how you would dial us up. And, of course, if you are not in the Marion area, or even if you are and you want to use the high-tech approach, just go to our website at wwgh1071.com and click on the little, what I call, triangle thingy, and you can listen that way. Last but not least, goodness sakes, last but not least, if you are a smartphone person like I am, because, you know, sometimes these smartphones aren't very smart, but if yours is of high intellect, you can, of course, download the free TuneIn app, look for WWGH in Marion, and you can listen that way. I'm glad I'm not the only person who's been drinking the coffee and getting up early. Good morning, you are on WWGH Radio. Hello? Good morning, you're on WWGH. I think something may have happened in a technical situation. In fact, it's probably my fault, because I've been known to sometimes press the wrong buttons, so person who called, please do call back. I do apologize. I'm not sure what I did. I probably pressed the wrong button, but that does happen sometimes. Again, please give us a call back. We'll be happy to put you on the air and discuss the topic of your choice, because that's how we roll here on The Talking Place. Adam here, substituting for Scott Spears on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Let's try this one more time, and let's see if the intern properly explained to me what button or buttons to partake in. Good morning, you're on WWGH Radio. Hello? Good morning, you're on WWGH Radio.
Good morning, Adam. It's Pastor Craig. How are you this morning?
Oh, fantastic, Pastor Craig. Ain't so nice of you to call on this chilly but rapidly warming Friday morning, 3/4/22.
Yes, and there was something on my mind. It wasn't any of the topics you mentioned, but you had a story there on the news about how Ohio is going to start letting certain people take out five black vultures through a permit process. And I found that kind of interesting because I started noticing the black vultures about 6 or 7 years ago, and I kind of noticed them because they were sort of unusual and not normally seen in Ohio that much. And it's really been surprising how the numbers of them have increased so much over the last few years.
Yes, you never really know what species end up going from intriguing, if not cute. I mean, deer certainly being the big example, to being invasive. And with the vultures, my understanding, been speaking a little bit online with our resident nature expert, Mr. James Anderson, that they do prey on livestock. And you know, the whole connotation, Pastor Craig, of a vulture is probably not a good one. You know, deer, yes, they're cute, but they are invasive. And that's an ongoing issue. But I was a bit surprised to hear about that. And it just is another byproduct of people settling, civilizations moving, and is it even climate change? Is it just a change in the weather patterns that are associated with the topology of the great country that we live in, that we may see members of the animal species that you might not expect to, especially in the numbers that apparently are occurring with this phenomenon?
Yeah, I really found it interesting, and I would kind of be curious to kind of learn more about it because, you know, their numbers have grown rapidly, so rapid that, you know, the state feels we need to do something to control it. And I didn't know that they were such an aggressive bird, but maybe that has something to do with their, you know, their quick rise in numbers. And also, too, along that same line, as I've been noticing the last couple of years, whenever you see a group of vultures, usually, you know, the turkey buzzards are what you see in groups. But I've been noticing the last couple of years that when I've seen the black vultures, they've been in groups, and they've actually been in groups that are quite often larger than the turkey buzzards.
Yeah, birds are a fascinating group of animals because they, you know, birds of a feather flocking together. And just the connotation of vulture, it's not really a positive one. Whereas many birds, they can be a little noisy and wake up in the morning, but they are beautiful. And they're just part of the flora and fauna that we enjoy in the Midwestern part of the country. But yeah, being allowed to take care of, I guess, five vultures. It's just interesting how they came about that and what that will do to control what could be an ongoing problem. And
it'll be interesting to see how that works. Because, you know, that's it's kind of a two-edged sword. Like, for instance, with the deer population, part of the reason we have deer hunting is to control the population, but yet they still thrive. The species is still very much thriving in Ohio.
Yeah, at certain times of the year, in my understanding, it's usually in late fall, but I'm hardly the expert. I mean, James Anderson, he's the walking encyclopedia on that, Craig. But, yeah, the hunting, whether it's for pleasure or to, out of lack of a better term, to eat the fruits of your labor. Does it control the deer? And, you know, when you go into a somewhat urban area, and I've been into areas in Franklin County that are anything but rural, and you see deer crossing the road, I don't remember that from my childhood. And you never quite know where you might see them. And it's just fascinating how, as humans settle into certain areas, are we invading? members of the animal kingdom. We're all sharing this world together. And the vulture situation is certainly interesting politically, and interesting how it might change. Will this make a difference? And will there be another species that we're concerned about a couple of years down the road? And is it also related to more people working at home? More people staying at home? Less cars on the road? Does that affect it? I mean, like with deer, if there are less cars in the way, are they more likely to cross the road or to be in areas that you might not expect them? So it's an interesting study, I guess, in the ever-changing world that we live in.
Makes it kind of interesting.
Well, thanks for calling, Pastor Craig, and remind folks that Craig's Dulcet Tones are on this radio station every Sunday morning from about 11:15 a.m. until noon. And also, he is one of the panelists and co-hosts of the show with no name, because that's a cool thing to call it, because I kind of like that name myself. It has a good ring to it, and it's quirky, and that's, of course, that's my style anyway. And it's on after the Nate Redmond Radio Extravaganza this and every Wednesday from 5:15 p.m. until 6. Did I get those times right, Pastor Craig?
You got those times right. A quick note, the first Sunday in April, I am moving the show from 11 to back to the 9 o'clock slot. So in April, it begins at the 9 o'clock hour, but until then, it will be at 11.
Sounds like a plan to me, my friend. We encourage our listeners. It's a good program. I listened to it. You know, I called once, had a good conversation with the pastor about an important and somewhat controversial issue, and it is moving from 11:15 to 9:15 a.m. this and every Sunday. Have a great day there, Pastor Craig, and we look forward to your dulcet tones in a couple days.
You have a great day, too. Thanks, Adam.
I want to thank the folks who are kind enough to listen and watch my Facebook video, as you can witness me doing this program live in person right here on South Prospect Street. Trenton T., a longtime friend of mine from Marion, he is watching, and I pleasantly give him a shout-out. Another person who was watching my video, and this is a person I've mentioned before, she does listen and watch the video. She was one of my listeners back when I was in radio in northern New York, back in the mid to late 1980s. Sandy. So Sandy, thank you so much for watching and listening, and stay well. Really appreciate your participating in this program. Well, goodness sakes, I'm glad folks are drinking their coffee and participating, because that's what it's all about here. There's no talk radio without talk. Good morning, you're on WWGH Radio with Adam.
Yeah, I wonder if people eat those vultures.
I was kind of wondering that myself. Maybe you saw James's post. And, you know, I'm always a wisecracker, but I'm also curious. And I'm always pleasantly quirky. Those are probably three things that will describe Adam to a T.
I mean, there's a lot of animals that you wouldn't think, you know, which most people don't eat, but, you know, there are people that eat them, and people say they're good.
Yeah, I mean, almost any member of the animal kingdom can be a meal. I mean, certainly some animals are known for that more than others.
I mean, the bird's so ugly, I mean, his lab will be, you know, a mighty-tasting bird. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, birds, they can seem a little invasive. They sometimes wake you up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but so many birds are beautiful. The cardinals, the robins, you don't really mind, because they make a sweet song, and they're nice to look at, and you just feel like you're sharing nature and enjoying.
And they control bugs, too.
That also. The early bird gets the worm, and other members of the animal kingdom that we are not quite as fond of. You know,
that's
deer, I'm a fan of deer meat, and you can make jerky out of it. And so there are many, deer certainly being an interesting part of the landscape of this great mid-Ohio area. And the vultures, I would think, theoretically, they can be on someone's dinner plate, but it's more the idea that they are prey. They're eaters, not eaties, so to speak. And will this new provision control the population? You don't know.
But anytime people hunt stuff, I like to see people eat it if they're
understand that if you are hunting, and hunting is a thing we as Americans enjoy, I've even tried it myself a couple times, if you can believe that, that what you hunt, you should have on the dinner plate. And, you know, rabbit, I love rabbit, it's healthy.
Yeah, I like rabbit.
So there are many, you know, many members of
the
animal kingdom that may not always be on your dinner plate, but...
I've had turtle.
I've not had turtle. I wanted to try that and also wanted to try snake. I thought that would be kind of tasty. But
turtle soup, I've had it in soup.
So how does turtle soup taste? One question, if you take the turtle apart, the shell is kind of shaped like a soup bowl, so can you use the shell as a soup bowl? That would be kind of a cool idea.
I don't know. You probably could, but guy brought it in to work a few times, and it's good. I mean, I don't know what to compare it to. Like a beef roast, you know, it's kind of stringy.
Yeah, I mean, does it kind of taste like frog legs, which I've had?
No, I don't think it tastes like frog legs.
Yeah, they're kind of bony. They do taste a little like chicken. It just, you know, frogs are so cute. I just think of Kermit.
And oh, I love frog legs.
Yeah, I hate to think I'm eating Kermit.
Hong Kong used to have frog legs. They still do frog legs?
Yeah, some Asian buffets I've been to. As you know, I go to Asian buffets a lot, and sometimes they have frog legs.
But I don't think any Asian buffets do the crab anymore.
Sometimes, like on the weekends, it is more expensive, and I'm certainly an aficionado of crab and other shellfish-type creatures. In fact, I had some of that, not crab, but I had some shellfish on my dinner plate yesterday.
Well, I think crab's good. I just don't like all the work there is involved to eat the crab. I mean...
Yeah, it seems like...
You get very little meat for, you know, all the work you have to do. You know, I just... rather dig in and start eating, you know
what
I'm saying?
It seems like you spend 2 minutes tearing it apart and preparing it, and 2 seconds chowing down on it.
Right.
But I guess that's kind of part of the fun. That's the accomplishment. You know, if you do hunt a deer, you have to prepare that before it goes on your dinner plate.
Right.
So it's all part of our carnivorous routines, I guess.
Well, most people just gut the deer and they take it to a slaughterhouse to have it, you know, processed.
Yeah, that would be too much work for me. I could not imagine myself doing that part of the task. But James did make a posting on Facebook about the vultures, and you may want to just ask a question. He is a walking encyclopedia on that stuff, and it's a fascinating story, and will it be an issue? I guess we'll find out.
I like listening to him. Well, I'll let you know I can hear you a little bit better today.
Well, we're glad to hear that. I'm trying to work on some of the engineering aspects, and that's probably the less glamorous part of radio, but I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I can hear you better. I mean, when I can only hear every other word or every few words, it's hard to carry a conversation on with you because you haven't heard everything, you know what I'm saying?
It's certainly good to make sure that every syllable is heard.
But you're sounding real good today.
Well, we are certainly glad to hear that, because good-sounding radio is great radio. We know we have the best radio station in the universe, but if we can make it better, that's good enough for me.
Well, unless somebody likes to listen to music all the time. I mean, I get tired of listening to music all the time.
Yeah, and I don't like any of the current music, so...
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the Sirius 70s and 80s channels, the yacht rock channel 17, which is kind of a soft rock channel, 25, a lot of 80s rock.
Scott said there was a station in Marion that was playing old radio shows.
Yes, one of our, I don't want to call it competitors, one of our brothers in broadcasting, as I don't really feel it's competition. I feel we're all on the same team.
Is it AM or FM?
It's one of the other LPFMs, I believe. And I believe Mr. Steve Cannon is also part of that.
LPFM, what do you mean?
Well, it's a low-power FM like we are.
Oh, what's the numbers on the dial?
The exact frequency, I don't know. But if you look up Steve Cannon's radio show promos, it should be listed there, because programs.
Yeah, some of those old radio programs are interesting to listen to.
When I was a kid, I used to love the CBS Radio Mystery Theater with E.G. Marshall. I used to love his voice and love the stories. You know, when there's no video, you're painting a picture of it in your mind.
Right, yeah.
And it's, you know, a bit like baseball. Baseball is a sport that if you have a good broadcaster like Marty Brenneman, you know, Vin Scully, do you really need to watch it? They paint the picture in your brain. Where a football, I mean, there's some really good announcers. The Super Bowl announcers were very good, but you really need to see the game. It's a different kind of a sport, and that's part of the mystique of baseball.
Well, it takes a good announcer to keep people's attention in baseball, too, because it's a long game, and there's not a lot of excitement.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about my idols, my role models in broadcasting. Marty Brenneman is up there, you know, Casey Kasem.
Yeah, he's good, yep.
And, yeah, they would have stories, sometimes dumb stories you got tired of, but it does happen. You know, baseball is a slow-moving and sometimes boring sport, but you can go ahead and analyze things, experiences with players and managers, and now it's all the politics. You know, how many millions of dollars are they?
Are they still locked out?
My understanding is they are still at loggerheads, and the pension, the luxury tax, so many things that they do not appear to be in sync on. And for me, I hate the designated hitter rule, and I'm not pleased that it's going to be universal. Baseball is not going to be what it was in the 70s. When I say I'm a Reds fan, I am, but I live in a fantasy world that Pete Rose, Johnny Bench.
Right, yeah, that's what I grew up watching.
Yeah, all those guys will be on the field, and the pitcher hits.
And those guys didn't make the big money like they're making today.
Nope.
I mean, they're making a fortune today, and a lot of the older guys that were stars back in, you know, they need pension fund and stuff like that to help them live.
Called Glenn's show earlier in the week, and it's like, how much money would Johnny Bench be making if he were playing currently? Well, $30 or $40 million, probably. And I think the highest he made was $700,000, which is still very good money, especially.
I doubt he made $1 million a year back then.
Yeah, but even these mediocre players, it just seems it's outrageous, and the cost of tickets. I mean, the Super Bowl ticket prices. You know,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, $30,000, and that's parking. And goodness sakes, I need to ask how much it is for a beer. I don't even think I want to know.
Well, it's getting to be, you can't go to the Super Bowl unless you're, you know, the elites.
So it would appear.
You know, that's,
and, you know,
that's the way things work out in this country.
Ironically, well, you can go buy, you know, 60-inch TV at Walmart for just a few $100s and turn it on and watch it for nothing more than the cost of electricity.
And see it better. And see replays.
And if you want a beer, for the $20 it would probably cost you at the game, you could buy a whole case.
Oh yeah, you could get drunk.
Yeah, so that, to me, that's what I did, and that would seem to be the more logical choice.
Well, I'll let somebody else call.
No problem. I appreciate your dulcet tones being part of this program, and have a great day.
Thanks, Adam.
Adam here at The Talking Place. WWGH Radio, broadcasting this show in many different ways. Of course, the old-fashioned way is through your radio dial, what I call frequency modulation 107.1 megahertz on your FM dial. You can also go to our website at WWGH1071.com, click on the Listen Now button, and voila, my dulcet tones will be coming out of your computer speakers. If you have a smartphone, iPhone or Android or whatever your pleasure might be, I'm an Android guy myself, you can also listen through the website, but one of the best ways is through the TuneIn app. So go to the App Store, Play Store, whatever they call it. Look for TuneIn, download, install, and then you can go ahead and listen whenever you wish, just by launching the app. Search for WWGH in Marion. cool beans, as they say. Adam here. It's about, it's almost 18 minutes before 9 here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Would like to remind you that Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Of course, Prospect, Ohio is just south of the station because we're on Prospect Street. But you go several miles and you'll be in the beautiful little town of Prospect, Ohio, home of Pastor Steve and his church, Community Christian Fellowship. Steve will be on the air between approximately 9:15 a.m. and 10 this morning. It may be his new time. We're still still ironing out exactly the time for his program. It's called the Pastor's Spot. Normally it was on 11:15 a.m. to noon, but I'll talk to Pastor Steve today. We'll see if this time change for today, that is 9:15 a.m. until 10 a.m., is permanent. Good program. Again, I participated last time. I substituted as the engineer for the show, and I envision I'll be doing that today also. So good stuff, Pastor Steve, a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, whenever you listen to a program on this radio station, as I say, you come away with sharper, if not more, brain cells than you did before you listened. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Any program on this station will be fun, educational, and especially if I'm in front of the microphone, one to produce occasional and sometimes large amounts of laughter. I am taking your telephone calls here at the station. Again, you can talk about the topic of your choice, the invasive vultures. Always an interesting topic. We can discuss the controversial stuff like the masks, the vaccine, spring fever. Again, baseball, football, I am open to topics, even if you don't agree with me. If you think that I'm crazy, you know what, that's fine too, because if everybody agreed, the world would be a very boring place, and boring isn't good. So I say, lay it on me, we can talk or debate, it's a fun time regardless of whether or not we are in accord. The Marion County Park District has lots of great stuff going on as we transition from winter into spring. And again, tomorrow is going to feel like summer with a high temperature in the low 70s. Get out the swimsuits. I think spring fever will certainly be in the air. Anyway, next Thursday, if my calendar is right, March 10th, 2022, starting at 4 p.m., the spectacular cardinal. A bird that is certainly thought of in a much higher regard than these invasive vultures. Now again, cardinals are beautiful. They are certainly a bird that you see a lot of here in the Great Buckeye State. And so it might be a very good idea to learn more about the cardinals. You can go out on the trail, the tall grass trail, to find them. And the Marion County Park District person will explain to you more about the birds and their habitat and good stuff like that. Takes place this Thursday the 10th at 4 p.m., the Spectacular Cardinal Program at the trailhead of the Tall Grass Trail. We talked about Mr. James Anderson, our official naturalist here in the Marion area. He is on with Glenn Coble once a month. Definitely a program that you don't want to miss. His next appearance will be March 24th, 2022, between 10:15 a.m. and noon. At that point, it'll be Eastern Daylight Time. Eastern Daylight Time is also coming. So anyway, March 24th, 10:15 a.m. to noon, Eastern Daylight Time, Glenn Coble is joined by wildlife, flora and fauna expert, Mr. James Anderson, for the Naturalist Report. Adam Lepp here, sitting in for Scott Spears, and I call him the interviewer to the stars here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. And speaking of yours truly, I am on every Monday for a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break, between approximately 10:15 a.m. and 11. Sometimes I play a best-of program, and sometimes I'm live in the studio like I am right now. How about that, folks? You can call and talk about the topics of your choice. Again, if you don't agree with me, that's okay, because if everybody agreed on everything, the world would be a very boring place. And I would say right now, the world is anything but boring. You can take phone calls, answer questions, and we can even have some fun, play Stump the DJ, because I claim to be an expert on music from between 73 and 87. So you can ask me a question about music from that period, and maybe you will find that I don't know the answer. And sometimes I even give away prizes to those who can stump me. So give a listen. This and every Monday morning, 10:15 a.m. until 11 for Mid-Morning Coffee Break. Andy Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza. That takes place between 2:15 and 3 in the p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. We discuss news from the world of technology. You can, of course, call and discuss news topics. Ask me a question. You know, maybe your printer is not printing. Maybe your monitor is only monitoring headaches. Maybe your Apple computer is bad to the core. And last but not least, here's something that I like to do, or at least think about doing. Maybe your Windows computer is such a piece of, you know, can you say crapola on the air? I guess you can say crapola. Well, anyway, maybe your Windows computer is misbehaving itself. You'd like to throw it out the window. You can call and get free advice and tech support from yours truly on that program. Again, about 2:15 p.m. to 3, every Tuesday and Thursday. In fact, since I am here substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott E. Spears, if you have a technical question about your computer, again, maybe you're like to take your Windows computer and throw it out the window. Goodness sakes, I feel like doing that frequently. Maybe your server is not serving you anything other than headaches. Maybe your keyboard is the key to being bored because you're tired of all the technological troubles. Give me a ring and we'll be happy to try to walk you through some issues and maybe solve problems, or maybe I'll just suggest you go to your favorite hardware store, purchase a sledgehammer, and swing with all your might and turn that computer into trash. 740-383-9944. That's the number here at the radio station. Also, let you know that I'm doing a live video. You can actually watch me do this program right before your very eyes, live and in living color. If you're a Facebook friend or follower of mine, just look at the link that says Adam Lepp is live now and go ahead and watch me do the program sitting here in our beautiful, comfortable, warm studios on South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. You can always add me as a Facebook friend, and usually I'll accept the request. I'm a pretty friendly guy. Look up Adam Lepp in Ohio, Adam the Computer Guy, and you can find me that way. Speaking about March 10th, we discussed the Cardinal event put on by the Parks District, which sounds like a lot of fun. I might even attend that myself, as I'm intrigued by those beautiful creatures. On March 10th, another excellent event is taking place, the 47th Annual Harding Day Dinner. It takes place at All Occasions in Waldo at 6 p.m. hors d'oeuvres, wine, and beer. A keynote speaker will be Frank LaRose, Ohio's Secretary of State. So always good stuff available for you here in the great city of Marion and the surrounding area. Adam Lepp here, substituting for Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars, on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. The Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, has a breakfast the last Saturday of the month between 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. at the VFW Post, 1614 Marion, Marysville Road, open to the public. Again, it takes place on the last Saturday of the month. The Vietnam Veterans of America breakfast, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And I tell you, boys and girls, having not indulged in any food as of yet today, looking at the photograph promoting that event and just thinking about it, is certainly making my taste buds want to partake. So it definitely would be a good idea to participate in that event. Starting in April, you know, April is a month where it gets warmer. Every day seems to get warmer. Sometimes it rains, and sometimes even some leftover pieces of winter to just tease us a little bit. Of course, it's Income Tax Day, April Fool's Day. Easter is usually in April. It's certainly a month where many things take place. Well, starting back up in April, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, will present the Free Produce Market. Again, it starts back up in April. That is on the second Saturday of every month from noon until 2 at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, right here in Marion. Takes place from April through December. Free fresh food. Always enjoy saying that tongue twister. That's a good way to exercise your mouth, especially at 8:53 in the morning. Free fresh food to local individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork is required. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide name and number of people in their family. You must be income eligible. Again, that's starting back up in April through December, the second Saturday of the month, noon to 2, the Free Produce Market at 582 Lee Street, Logos Christian Ministries. Adam Lepp here, known as the Computer Guy, or the host of Mid-Morning Coffee Break, sitting here in the host chair for Scott Spears. Scott is off today. Coming up to about 5 minutes before 9 in the a.m. As I mentioned earlier, can you believe that daylight savings time is going to start in just a few days? Tell you, time certainly flies. And you know, when spring beckons, that means it's another birthday for me, because I was born during the late springtime, June 1st. Let's not discuss the year, but June 1st is my birthday. You might have seen on Facebook that I posted on March 1st, this past Tuesday, that it was my three-quarters of a birthday. Now, I don't think that, especially when you get to be my age, that you really would celebrate a three-quarter birthday. But I did solicit the presentation of presents. Can you say that? Presentation of presents. Asking people if they would like to help me celebrate a not very momentous transition in life. That is my three-quarters birthday. They're happy to receive presents. But again, my real birthday is coming up June 1st. Never mind how old, but what I would say is spring chicken would no longer describe me. Let's just leave it at that. As I mentioned, Pastor Steve Whitaker will be coming in 2 hours earlier than he normally does. In fact, his program, which is called The Pastor's Spot, will commence at approximately 15 minutes after 9 in the a.m. this morning. It's an excellent program. Steve is also the minister in Prospect, Ohio, at Community Christian Fellowship. Takes your telephone calls, discusses issues, some Bible study. Excellent program, and it is my pleasure and my privilege to be the co-host of that program. When I was helping Scott out several Fridays ago and also co-hosting Pastor Steve's program, it was fun. We had laughs. I learned something. And like with any program, you always come away, I think, a sharper person in many different ways, a more fulfilled person, after listening to a program on this radio station. Speaking of great radio, we had a phone call from one of my fellow hosts, Pastor Craig Heilman. He is on This and Every Sunday between approximately 11:15 a.m. and noon with Study His Word Radio. As Pastor Craig mentioned, in a few weeks it will move to 9:15 a.m. to 10, right here on this same radio station. One thing about Pastor Craig is he is a wealth of knowledge about religion, the world around us, and anything and everything else. He can also be quite a humorous gentleman. And, you know, as someone who is also one not to take himself too seriously, that is yours truly, Pastor Craig and I always have a good time when we talk, be it on the phone or through email or the old-fashioned way in person. Pastor Craig joins Terry Tackett, who does many things at this radio station and does them very well, and of course Nate Redmond for the program that doesn't have a name. It's called The Show with No Name, and that takes place between about 5:15 p.m. and 6, this and every Wednesday here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, and Nate Redmond is the host of his own program, This and Every Wednesday, immediately preceding The Show with No Name. And it's on between 4:15 p.m. and 5 here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. You know, it is 2022. There are many ways to communicate with people. You know, the old-fashioned way, knock on your neighbor's door and have a cup of coffee, a slice of pie, and shoot the breeze. But, of course, there is also email. And, as I say, just like Hillary and just like the lovely Melania, we have a private email server. In fact, this private email server is curated, programmed, and maintained by yours truly. Yepper. So you know it's going to work well and always be maintained well and also very secure. If you'd like to email me, I would love to hear from you. Even if you want to just say, hi, Adam, how are you doing on this fine day? You want to tell a joke? You want to complain about something? You want my opinion? Doesn't matter. I accept all kinds of email messages, and unlike Hillary, I don't delete any of them. Please send me an email message, and the address is very simple. adam@wwgh1071.com. You can also email Scott at WWGH1071.com. Just a few seconds left. Thank you for listening. Pastor Steve Whitaker is next, here on The Talking Place.